Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah.
I've been trying to find a way to get away. Don't wanna listen to what other people say, 'cause they don't know what I've been going through today. Right in the madness, you see my sadness. Take all my pain and exchange it for gladness. It'd be so tragic, those who don't have it. Your love is everything I'll ever need.
Begins With You radio broadcast. Welcome, everyone. This is Sister Shelley. Thank you so much for joining. It is truly an honor to share the good news of the Word of God into your hearts today. Our purpose here at First Fruits Living Ministries is to share a 15-minute power message where we will explore life's daily challenges and how we can apply street love to each of them. Now, while I'm sharing the message, you can go to my website at www.freelunchandprayer.org and learn more about First Fruits Living Ministries. Let's go to the throne. Dear Heavenly Father, we welcome you into this 15-minute power message, acknowledging you as supreme authority over our everything. We give you and you alone all of the glory due your name. We ask the Holy Spirit to lead us into all truth. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, my strength and redeemer. In Jesus' name I pray, and we all say, amen. Well, every day, each one of us are faced with life's ups and downs. And for some of us, we need to face it by ripping the Band-Aid off. And for others, we need to stop procrastinating and make some uncomfortable decisions. The truth is, whatever the ups and downs you're battling, it was never yours to battle. Did you hear me? I said it was never yours to battle. The Bible says in 2 Chronicles 20, verse 15b, "Be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's." You see, that diagnosis, it's not yours, but God's. The lack in your checking account, it's not yours, but God's. Your fear of being alone is genuine, but it's not yours. That court date coming up, it's not yours. Give it to the Lord. It's His battle. Maybe you've made one bad decision after another, and you don't believe God will help someone like you. Well, that's why I'm here today. Title of today's message is, The Battle is Not Yours. Say it with me. The battle is not yours. One more time. The battle is not yours. Sometimes it's hard to know what the Bible says, and then your life doesn't line up with what the Bible says. You've got some huge battles you're facing, and it doesn't seem like God is handling it. Is it possible we become accustomed to taking ownership of our battles, worrying, analyzing the problem, and then attempting to resolve it ourselves? Let's go to our Street Love Bible story and see if we can find someone who has a battle, and let's see how it's handled. Our Street Love Bible story is found in the book of 1 Kings, chapter 3, and I'm going to read verses 16 through 28 in the King James Version. Then came there two women that were harlots unto the king, and stood before him. The one woman said, O my Lord, I and this woman dwell in one house, and I was delivered of a child with her in the house. And it came to pass the third day after that I was delivered, that this other woman was delivered also. And we were together with our two children and no one else in the house. And this woman's child died in the night because she overlaid it. And she arose at midnight and took my son from beside me while thine handmaid slept, and laid it in her bosom, and laid her dead child in my bosom. And when I rose in the morning to give my child suck, which means she woke up to breastfeed her baby, behold, the baby was dead. But when I had considered it in the morning, behold, it was not my son, which I did bear. And the other woman said, No, the living is my son, and the dead is your son. And then I said, No, the dead son is yours, and the living is mine. Thus they spake before the king. And the king said, Bring me a sword. And they brought a sword before the king. And the king said, Divide the living child in two, and give half to the one and half to the other. Then spake the woman, whose the living child was actually indeed. For her bowels yearned upon her son, and she said, Oh, my Lord, just go ahead and give the child to her. Give the living child to her. Do not slay the child. But the other said, Let it be neither mine nor hers. Go ahead and divide it. Then the king answered and said, Give her the living child, and in no wise slay it. She is the mother thereof. And all Israel heard of the judgment which the king had judged, and they feared the king, for they saw that the wisdom of God was in him to do judgment. The word of the Lord, thanks be to God. So let's go ahead and summarize this. So the two mothers are faced with a personal, emotional battle. Can you relate to that? One mom accidentally killed her baby by laying on top of it. She then took her dead baby and swished it with the live baby. And the other mom awoke to a dead baby in her arms and realized her baby was alive, but being held by the other mother. The mom realized this battle was not hers to resolve. So she went to the king. The king was assigned by God to handle the affairs of the people. He had wisdom on the earth on how to judge. Are you experiencing a personal, emotional battle and you don't know how to resolve it? In the lyrics of Tamela Mann, take it to the king. Take your battle, the true owner of all battles. I'm going to say that again. Take your battle to the king. He's the true owner of all battles. Selah, pause and think on that. Sister Shelley's street love personal story. This is a little dear to my heart. I own a home that needs some major repairs. And the more I work and get repairs done, the more work that's needed to be done of having a house, right? But every spring I get a little depressed because I think my fractured home reflects that I'm not a blessed Christian. And the last year or two, I've been on the Dave Ramsey Get Out of Debt program. So it frowns against taking loans. And one day I was sharing my list of repairs needed to the house, and I heard in my spirit, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. I realized in that moment that my go-to remedy for handling my problems, financial problems, was to take out a loan. And that if I truly believed this battle was his, I had to give this battle over to the Lord. And this was a very uncomfortable decision for me because it meant I'd have to have faith and patience on allowing God to get the house fixed without taking out a loan. I had to do what? Take it to the king. In conclusion, some of you listening are just like me and that mom in the Bible. We're going through life's ups and downs, faced with a battle that seems insurmountable. The diagnosis, the lack in your checkbook, the fear of being alone, the dreaded court case. Street Love family, I truly believe that by giving your battle over to the Lord, that by me giving my battle over to the Lord, that we'll all have testimonies of how God came through because we stopped relying on our own cognizance and gave the battles to the true owner of all battles, took it to the king. Take it to the king. Hallelujah. Well, that ends this week's power message. And I can't end without giving you an opportunity to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Romans 10:9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. If that's you and you're ready to go to the king for everything, repeat after me. Lord, forgive me of all my sins. I'm so sorry. I want to receive your son Jesus as my Lord. Come into my heart now. I believe he died, rose again, and is now seated at the right hand of our Father. I confess him as my Lord. I am now saved. Street Love family, I have a second invitation. That's for those who would like to rededicate your life to Christ. Maybe you walked away, but at some point you received Jesus and you got backslidden. It's okay. 1 John 1:9 is just for you. It says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. If you confess your sins to him, I'll pray for you right now. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray for our Street Love listeners who are coming back to you. They are confessing their sins, and I believe you are making them as white as snow, cleansing them and forgiving them of all their sins. And right now, you are making them righteous. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Do you hear that bell? It's just for those who received Jesus for the first time and those who rededicated their lives. Glory to God. And guess what? I have a free gift for those persons as well. Just go to my website at freelunchandprayer.org. Click the contact button and I'll send that free gift to you. Just let me know that you received Jesus for the first time or you rededicated. Glory to God. Let's go ahead and go to our announcements. My ministry assignment here at First Fruits Living Ministries is to partner with churches who share a common desire to show God's compassion to all via the Free Lunch and Prayer Street Outreach. This is based on 2 Samuel 9:3. Our second announcement is I'm here every Monday for our live broadcast every Monday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at blogtalkradio.com/streetlove. You can listen to any of my messages. They're free of charge. All I ask is if you could share it with your friends and loved ones. It's only 15 minutes, and I know you've been praying for them anyway. Amen? And it'll be uplifting for all of you. If you'd like to contact me or donate, please go to my website at freelunchandprayer.org, and let's make it happen. Glory to God. By the way, next month in April, we will restart the Free Lunch and Prayer Outreach. It'll be every month on the fourth Wednesday of each month at Runner for Christ Church, Church of the Resurrection, at 27085 West Outer Drive in Ecorse, Michigan, and that's from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. So hopefully you can join us, and if you'd like to volunteer, we just ask that you show up an hour early at 10 a.m. to help us pack up the lunches. Amen. So the message you received this week is to not hold on to what's going on. Take your ups and downs to the Lord and keep it there. And don't jump in there and try to resolve it yourself. Give it to God and let him be your God. He is the true handler of all our battles. Amen. Let's go ahead and close out in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the message you prepared for your beloved Street Love family listeners. Pray they not be hearers only, but doers. I pray the Lord bless you, that his face shine on you, that he turns his face toward you and give you peace as only he can. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. In Jesus' name we pray and we all say, amen. Let's say it together. Street love begins with you. Have a best week, family. I love you.